Hello, everyone, and welcome to Thrifters Villa, a podcast for resellers and entrepreneurs. I'm Daniela, and today we're going to bring you a different kind of episode, an episode that we haven't done yet on the show, and it's about holiday gift giving and using the secondhand market to come up with some creative gifts for people, whether it's family or friends. So this is just something that's kind of been on my mind, things that I've kind of done this past few weeks, I guess you could say, as we are preparing for the holiday season. So yeah, let's just jump right into it. We will see you at the table. Hey everyone, welcome. Hope you're all doing well. The holiday season is in full swing. I always feel like September, October, November, December, like flies. It's like one big month. It's not separate months. It doesn't feel that way. And we are approaching the end of the year. We're approaching all the crazy holiday time. And let's face it, things are expensive out there. Whether it's your groceries, your gas, your electric bill, your gas bill, whatever it is very expensive to live right now. And when it comes to gift giving, we always feel like we have to do the most, right? We have to get all the things. We need to make people in our lives feel loved and appreciated, and by buying them these things that they want or they need. We think that they need, whatever the case may be. But I approach this holiday season very differently, probably because of where I am right now in my life. You know, we're not too far away from meeting our first child. Well, not too far away. I'm only 20 right now. What am I? I'm 23 weeks right now. Yeah, 23 weeks. When you guys hear this, I'll either be 24 or 25 weeks. So, you know, we're beyond halfway, and there are just other priorities, right? There's things that we need to do around the house that are more important for like safety and whatever. There's like some cosmetic things that I want to do, like changing a ceiling fan and changing the knobs on the door, like silly things like that, right? But that all adds up. The other thing is I host all the holidays. I enjoy hosting. It's something that I always wanted to do. When we were searching for a house, it was something that was important to both my husband and I, to find a home that we could host and have, you know, 20 plus people here. So food for holidays is expensive. And I only really buy for some coworkers and staff members who I oversee, and then my nieces. My husband and I, we don't really do gifts, although he did purchase me. Purchased for me a brand new Apple Watch. Did not anticipate that, but I've had, you're going to laugh, a Apple Watch Series 3 for like 5+ years. And well, it didn't work great anymore. It basically just tracked my steps and notified me if someone was calling me and my texts were coming through or not. Like it was real like bare minimum when it came to using that phone. So I have a new Apple Watch and I'm very excited about that. So he surprised me with that, but generally we don't do gifts, for each other. We buy things for each other year round. Same with my sister and my mom. We buy things for each other all the time, whether it's dinner or, you know, if I see something that I think my sister will like, or I see something that my mom might like, I pick it up for them. So that's kind of my gift giving language for family. But there's always those odd gifts out there that you need to create, right? So for coworkers, for example, there's 3 supervisors that I buy for, and then I have 4 staff members that directly come to me that I oversee, that I buy things for. And this year, I really didn't want to like just buy a gift card or, I don't know, go to TJ Maxx and just get something. I wanted it to be a little more creative. I wanted it to be secondhand. I think the secondhand market for gift giving sometimes gets overlooked, and maybe not so much in the reselling space, but I even feel like as resellers, sometimes we forget that, oh, we have access to all of these things in thrift stores, consignment stores, whatever it is. Even though so-and-so wants this item, let me see what I can come up with on my end. And you guys know Lori Tata, Lori's What I Found, who was on this podcast for 3 years. She does this great series, or has done, right, where she does goes through the thrift stores and does boxes for her kids that are all secondhand gifts. And I just have always loved that concept. So anyway, I digress. I decided that I was going to go to the thrift store, and I may not be able to get everything that I want for these gifts in the thrift store, but I was going to hold myself to a $25 budget within the thrift store to at least purchase pieces that can be incorporated within these gifts to coworkers and supervisors. So I started, I want to say around Halloween time, that first week of November, I started to go out and on the weekend and just look for different types of boxes or crates or wicker baskets that I could use for the base of what I was going to create. So in my head, I had this vision of making like self-care type boxes for my three supervisors and my three female staff members. I have one staff member who reports to me who is male.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
It's just easier for me to just fill up a tin with like candy, a couple of gift cards, some scratch tickets, and call it a day. Like, that's easier for him, and he appreciates that. Well, for the girls, I wanted to do something that was self-care based. So it took me probably 4 trips to find the right size of baskets and boxes that I wanted to use. So it's kind of like a mix and match. They're not all the same, but I'm okay with that. It makes them very unique. Then I went to Savers. I want to say this was probably 3 weekends ago. And I looked, you know how Savers Value Village, they have like a wall, and maybe your thrift store has this too. They have like a wall of like random things in bags. It could be silverware, it could be party supplies, it could be candles, it could be gift wrapping things. It's like just random things on the wall. And you have to search through each bag and, you know, find what you could use. So I actually found 3 bags that had that crinkly paper in it for, and I think there was like 2 bags in each one, and it was 99 cents for each bag. So I got 2 of those. So crinkly paper to fill up the wicker basket or the box. I then would hunt down in every thrift store, the candle section, to see if I could find some good candles. And I lucked out one weekend and I found a bunch of, oh goodness gracious, I cannot remember the name of them. Pregnancy Brain. They're the candles that Anthropologie sells. It begins with a V. It's not coming to me, but they're expensive. Savers had 5 of them, the mini size, for $2.99. I swooped those 5 so fast because they're probably like a $20 candle. So I got those. The next thing that I really wanted to find was some type of fuzzy socks, but I wanted them to be new. And the thrift store does have some socks, but they didn't really have what I was looking for, so we had to nix that. I looked also in like the bath section to see if I could find some nice soaps that were still packaged. And I did in one thrift store. This thrift store generally always has a pretty good bath and body type section. They were definitely TJ Maxx goat milk soaps, but it's okay. It was at the thrift store and it was less than TJ Maxx. And they had 2 4-packs. So I bought them. So now I've got candles. I've got soap. Got to get fuzzy socks. I ended up finding a good deal on fuzzy socks at, what store is that? Burlington Coat Factory. So grab those. Those are going in there. The next thing I wanted to do was like a Epsom salt type thing. So I wanted to make my own Epsom salt, which I did do. I made like a lavender rosemary Epsom salt, really easy. Go on Pinterest. There's tons of recipes on how to make Epsom salt and, you know, different fragrances for your home and all that. So I was going to make that. That was easy enough. I already had Epsom salt in the bathroom. I already had dried lavender and I already had rosemary. So that really didn't cost me much. But I wanted to find glass jars to put the Epsom salt in. And me being very Capricorn OCD, needs to be done a certain way, decided that I wanted a specific type of mason jar that had the lid that like flips and it's got like the little metal clasp that closes. It needed to be those. And Dollar Tree didn't have them. TJ Maxx wanted $2.99 for each one, but I was determined to find it for less than $2.99 in a thrift store. It took me from October to last week to find all four. No, how many do I need? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I found four in one trip, and then I found four more the next trip. That's what it was. So I got 8 total. And fine. That was great. But man, was it hard. And I think this is the part of like secondhand gift giving that you have to consider. If you're trying to do something so specific like I was, it's going to take you multiple trips unless you just land it, you know, you land in a good thrift store that has everything that you need. That's rare. That's really rare. But I also did a lot of comparison shopping. So it's not like I didn't go to TJ Maxx. I didn't go to the other discount stores, Dollar Tree, whatever it was, to see if I could find it. But I definitely did. Because we've talked about it before. There are instances where retail is cheaper than thrift stores. It's just the reality. But I, you know, I did find them. I was determined. I did find them. There are two of the things I really wanted that I knew I wasn't going to find at a thrift store, or it was going to be really hard. One was they're exfoliating pouches, basically, but it's also a place to store your bar soap. So it's got like a little opening. The bar soap goes in and it's like a mesh netted type material, but it's thick enough to be an exfoliator. So I wanted to have that. And then I wanted the little scoopers for the Epsom salt, like mini scoopers, not the big ones, to attach to the side of the jar with some twine and then add that in there. I found those on Amazon. I think I paid $15. Nope, $15 total for both of those items. So that, fine. That was on me. I wanted to do that. That wasn't necessary. So we did that. Two of the things that I have in there that I had to just give up my search at the thrift store and get at TJ Maxx was packages of some type of chapstick. I was very specific. I wanted things to be organic or natural. I didn't want anything with artificial dyes or fragrances or parabens or anything like that. So I had to go to TJ Maxx for that. And then I also got some mini hand creams to put in there. So overall, yes, the whole gift was not secondhand. However, I did use my knowledge of going to a thrift store to create the gift. Did it take more time? Yes. Did it involve a little more effort? Yeah. But I feel good knowing that. And it's original and it's different. And it's not just some gift set that you bought at a store and just kind of put in a gift bag and called it a day. Which is what I really appreciated. And I hope the people receiving the gifts appreciate it as well. They all kind of know I'm, you know, a little savvy and thrifty about that kind of stuff. So I'm sure they'll appreciate it. But let's talk about other things that you can use a thrift store for gift giving. Number one thing that comes to my mind is for children. I don't care what I shouldn't say I don't care what the age group. I'm going to say from like baby to, this is tough because I see how my nieces are now. So I'm going to say till about age 7 or 8. I feel like that's a safe zone when it comes to finding toys and puzzles and things like that. I think your thrift store can be your best friend. the things that people donate, the toys that people donate, some things are brand new. Some stuff is still in the box, has never been touched. There's so many possibilities. I can just the things that I have bought for my child that isn't even born yet. I have found so many things. Now, I'm also not, I'm buying toys specifically for, I'd say, 6 months to 2 years old. Because in my basement, I have books, toys, educational things from ages 3 to about 12. Because I taught. And those are the age ranges that I needed a lot of handheld type things when I was teaching. My older kids, we used a lot of electronic stuff. But I just, the possibilities are endless. I guess I knew this because when I worked in the preschool, Savers was my go-to to get different type of, I don't want to say just toys, but they had specific purposes in a preschool. So there was a tactile purpose or there was a mathematical purpose to it. To someone else, it might just be dominoes, but to a preschooler and to me as a preschool teacher, we use that for math. So I went to Savers to acquire a lot of that. I went to Savers to acquire a lot of books. And I think everyone should go to a thrift store to get books. There are so many books. Have you ever just looked at the book section? Not searching, just look at it. There is so much in there. Some of the books have never even been touched. Some of them have been loved, but a lot of them have not been touched. And the price point, you can't beat it. So let's recycle, let's reuse, and you can create a whole library for a child. You can get rid of all the books that they had and build up their library of more books for Christmas. I just think there's so many possibilities for that age group. You know, this close as well, of course. I do think there's ways to be very savvy about it when it comes to children.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It gets harder when you're looking into that like 10-plus range. I see it with my niece. She just wants electronics. She's 11 going on 15. And I'm sorry, she's not even 11. She's 10. 10 going on 15. And man, she's hard to buy for. She is real difficult. So when it comes to that age group, it's going to be a little harder. You can, of course, find them some fun clothes in the women's section. But I struggle with that age group when it comes to being a little more savvy. I feel like the best way to do it would be to bring them with you to the thrift store and have them pick out what it is they want, new handbag, whatever it is. We are very particular when we are in that preteen and teenager realm of life. And I think that could be a fun outing to get them more involved in purchasing things secondhand and experimenting and not feeling so guilty about the money that can be spent. Yeah. So if you guys have ideas on that age group, let us know, because I struggle with it. I definitely struggle with it. The other great thing, and I think sometimes we forget about this, but a lot of us go to houses during the holiday season. And we want to bring something to the host or hostess, right? And typically we go to like pastries, cookies, wine, like things we can enjoy and eat together. But I think there's some really creative ways to make a hostess gift. And this is something that I'm going to start implementing. Every time I go to the thrift store, I'm just going to look for some of these pieces and kind of keep them on hand for when I want to bring something to someone's house. And one of the things that I saw online that you could do most of it at the thrift store, not all of it, but it's using cutting boards And then finding some type of kitchen towel that you can put on top of the cutting board. And then insert a bottle of olive oil. The olive oil you'd have to get elsewhere, unless your thrift store has olive oil, which would be interesting. But the cutting board, how many times do you go in a thrift store and there's cutting board? They're everywhere. Cutting boards are everywhere, and they're cheaper than going anywhere else to get one. So I just think it's a great idea. I think even just utilizing the cutting board as a base to a gift, and then you can kind of add whatever else you want to it. Maybe you decide to make some type of yummy, delicious treat, and you use that cutting board to place it on, and that's how you deliver the gift to the hostess or to anyone. I think there's little things like that that we can collect throughout the year. So when it comes to holiday time, you can make it. I'm going to start collecting a lot of glass jars because I have realized those small glass jars or medium-sized ones, like the mason jar ones, can really come in handy when it comes to gifts. Whether you can, you know, whether you do a, one of my favorite things, that I used to do was create hot chocolate recipes in a mason jar for my students' families for holiday time. It's not related to Christmas or any other type of holiday during that time. It's just a little gift for the winter months, it was just important to me because not everyone celebrates during this time of year. So I just think those little mason jars, you can find them all the time in the thrift store. For example, today when I was walking by the home goods section, they were stocking the shelves and they had about 12 of the same mason jars, brand new. They look like the ones that TJ Maxx sells, brand new, and they wanted $1.99 for them. So I didn't do it today, but I think I'm going to start stocking up on stuff like that. You can fill those jars with so many different things, and you can do your teacher gifts with it. You can do hostess gifts with it. You can do little gifts with your kids in it. How fun would it be to maybe fill these little mason jars with different little things instead of the traditional stocking stuffer? And they're opening up each one. It's got little, I don't know, gift card in one and treats in another one. And maybe their favorite, like little, I don't know, squishy toy or something in another jar. So I think we can utilize those differently. And then everyone can use a glass jar afterwards to store food in, to ferment. Like, there's so many different things you can use a glass jar for. And then it's easier to recycle if the person doesn't want to use it. But use it for planting. You can use that for Mother's Day and put a flower in it and then use it to grow basil or whatever you want. Like, there's endless possibilities. And I think we need to talk more about that to others. I think we need to talk to the general public, to all those who are listening who are not resellers. Use your thrift stores to either complete gifts for people in your life, use them to get a jump start on gifts, use them for pieces of gifts. It can be for birthdays. It can be just holidays. It could be for anything. Father's Day, Mother's Day, Grandparents' Day, Valentine's Day. I don't care. Any of the things that we like to give gifts for. I just think there's endless possibilities. So with that said, it's a lot of rambling going on, but the moral of the story is walk into a thrift store, not with the particular reseller, not with the mentality of, let me go through all the clothing to resell, to find things to resell. Let me walk through the thrift store and look at all the things that we generally don't look at. And is there anything that I can pick up that I can save or use for gift giving? Is there something, especially in these last few weeks before the holiday craziness comes to an end, can I go into a thrift store and find things to add to gifts? Can I go to the store and maybe find that one toy that I haven't been able to find? Yes, okay, it's not brand new in a box, but can I wrap this up really cute and surprise my child with it, surprise my niece or nephew with it, surprise the neighbor across the street with it? I I think we need to kind of open our eyes a little bit more, especially as resellers, because we get so focused in when we walk in to a thrift store to just look at the things that we want to sell. And when you start to pull that layer away, and you actually look at the whole thrift store, like, you have to dedicate a day to do this. If you are a full-time reseller and you have to go into a thrift store and you need to source, then you do that. You go in there and you source. But pick one day, even if it's just for like a half hour, and just look around at everything else, and then you can go into sourcing mode. See what's out there, and go from there. With this whole, like, Vera Bradley kick, that all the kids want Vera Bradley again, which is, like, mind-blowing to me. There's a ton of Vera Bradley in the thrift store. And if you have a teen or a preteen in your life that wants a Vera Bradley bag, you could create a whole Vera Bradley box and fill it with wallets and makeup cases and a backpack and a laptop bag, all the things. You could fill it all up, and they're going to think that you are the best person in the world. Because I can tell you right now, my nieces want Vera Bradley. So it's having a resurgence for whatever reason it is. But there is an abundance of it available to us. So there's another idea. All these ideas are coming to my head. I really should just write these all down. That's probably what I should do. Maybe at some point next year, I will create a list of all gifts that you can create secondhand, using secondhand goods, and that you can find in the thrift store. And then we can, like, have this list and continue to, like, add to it. Maybe that's what I'll do. I don't know. Let me know your thoughts on that. If you have some creative gifts that you have given using the second-hand market stores, platforms, whatever it is, let us know. We would love to know what kind of gifts you've created for those in your life. But other than that, I hope you guys have a wonderful week. It's going to be crazy for me. I've got lots of doctor's appointments coming up, but it's okay. It's all good stuff. We will have an episode next week, fingers crossed, hopefully, with the three Thirchersville listeners who will be chatting with us, which will be fun. And then we'll have our final wrap-up episode, and then I think that's it. If there's one more weekend left, we're probably going to skip it and just call it for the year. But stay tuned. There's definitely more content coming. And we can't wait to give it to you. So, yeah, we will chat soon, guys. Bye.